Three for the Money is brought to you by the TrendCenter app. This is the best tool for sports betting research. The TrendCenter app, you can test betting systems from the past 20 years, explore thousands of existing trends and systems from top betting experts, choose from hundreds of filters to test different systems for each sport. Save these trends and get notified when their systems have games. Download the app and use our code TFTM for 15% off a premium membership after a 2-day free trial. Okay, okay, okay. We're here, we're back. It's three for the money. New episodes every Thursday per use, brought to you by the TrendCenter app. Use the code TFTM, 15% off a premium membership. The greatest tool on the planet for sports bettors. Just to speak for myself here, I'm watching this. We're doing the pod in the middle of game six of the Oilers game, and they're down 2-0, and I am getting increasingly more sad as the as time goes on here. So, Chris, how are you? How are you doing?
Not gonna lie, I've been better. First of all, before I get into that, I want to shout out my dad. I'm house sitting for my parents this week, so this is his, one of his libraries of memorabilia behind me. So shout out to Mark for the sweet ass background.
More.
More, but it's not gonna lie, it's been a rough week. Pacers went from up 2-1; they're now down 3-2. My Oilers and seven bet. It's not looking great. I, aside from like a couple TrendCenter bets, I can't really win a bet in baseball. It's been rough. But Pacers aren't dead yet. Coming back home for game six, so we'll see. But I mean, here talking just ball with the boys, so that's always a good time. So trying to look at the silver lining, but yeah, hoping things will turn around. Sean, how you doing?
Not too bad, not too great. Right in the middle, right in that sweet spot where you want to be. I'm hopelessly optimistic about the Oilers coming back in this game. It's just two goals. Just two goals, guys.
That's nothing.
That's McDavid and Draisaitl right there.
I mean, they've
Tied
come
up.
back from bigger deficits
They sure
this
have.
within this calendar week. So
Yes, but that being said, the Boston Bruins trading away the potential Conn Smythe winner for a conditional second round pick, which will turn into a first round pick, is bananas. And that's pretty much all they gave up.
yep.
Pretty
It's
crazy.
pretty crazy the path of wrath that that Brad Marchand has gone on this playoff here. I mean, he looks just fantastic. He definitely does not look 37. It's
I kind of forgot that he's actually like a pretty good hockey player. Like, he has a reputation of just kind of being like a rat fuck. But he's actually like, he's pretty damn good hockey player still. And, hats off to him. Good for him. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had a 100-point season. I mean, he broke 100 like a couple years ago or something like that. So he's a borderline Hall of Famer. I mean, truth be told, I mean, like he won the cup when he was like super young with the Bruins, but now it's kind of like he doesn't have any like real like personal accolades, but like
Just wins hockey games.
he just fucking wins. And he's great in the playoffs, and yeah, it sucks. This sucks. I hate this. This is the worst. But you can't win in seven if you if someone
If you don't
if you go
lose
to
three.
yeah, right. So it's listen. The The 09 Penguins, they were down 3-2 in the series to force game seven, and then they won game seven to win the Stanley Cup. So listen, it's not, this isn't out of the realm of possibilities. There's been a number of teams that have forced a game seven in the Stanley Cup final and then gone on to win the whole thing. So listen, hey, it's only second period, you know, it's not even
It's
halfway through the second
fine.
right now.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Listen, there's so much more puck left. Like,
This
it's.
hopefully this episode ages well, by the
Yeah.
way.
Yeah. So, listen, we're cool. We're chilling. Not really, but we're
It's
here.
fine.
This is the only thing we can do, as fans of a sport or as peoples who has bets on sports. But yeah, I mean, like, that's golly fucking, I wish that I wasn't in this situation right now, but you know, we're here and we're rocking. But yeah, it just seems like the Florida Panthers are a fantastic hockey team and the Oilers are not, and they're just dum-dums on the ice sometimes. And it's not fun, but we're here. I don't know. Anything else to add?
I mean, I think you covered it all, at least for
Yeah.
the series.
Okay. It just seems like outside of Draisaitl and McDavid, like whenever they're down in a game, they just abandon their game plan and they throw them both on the ice at the same time, which works. I mean, truth be told, I mean, you know, when they're on the ice together, it's magic. But it's just like, buddy, you gotta make a plan and stick to it, and win some hockey games.
Yeah, I won't be surprised if they end up with like 30 plus minutes before this game's over.
Yeah, it's
At least.
yeah, for sure. So, but I
Speaking of
mean.
done,
Yeah. Go
I
ahead.
think the
Sorry.
Pacers are kind of done.
I mean,
Tyrese has to be okay
yeah.
to have a shot.
To have a shot at winning the series, yes. I think
Yeah.
they could win game six without him. They could. I'm not saying they will. Like, obviously, that would be a huge blow. But let's face it, he has not played very well in this series. He scored 4 points last night, I think. And
When he was hurt.
yeah. Well, he came back multiple times. Like, yes, he
Yeah,
was
I
hurt,
know, but he was
but
still hurt.
he still played like 20 something minutes. So it wasn't like he,
Crazy.
so yeah, he was like 0 for 6 or 1 for 6, I think. And it was at one, I know they ended up losing by like 15 or whatever, but it was at one point a 2-point game in the fourth quarter. So it's like
Yeah.
they have the ability to win a game without him, and I think they might have to in game six. But I mean, yeah, it's not looking good. Just on the brink of going up 3-1. I mean, they were up by 10 with like 3 minutes left in game four, and now just staring death in the face. It's rough.
Yeah, I mean, the Thunder's defense is what's scaring me, 'cause the Pacers had 23 turnovers and they combined for 32 points off those turnovers. It's pretty nuts.
Yeah,
And then yeah,
oh,
Jalen
go.
Williams dropping 40, SGA dropping 32. It's tough, man. It's tough to dig yourself out of that one without Halliburton, you know,
Yeah.
like it's hard to justify it, I'm saying, but I think it can be done, maybe to force a game seven, but I think you need Halliburton in there to like to win the whole thing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like if they rule him out for the, which he's getting an MRI on Wednesday, I think. So hopefully it's okay. I think they're saying it's a strain, right? A strain hamstring or strain calf, whatever it is right
Yeah.
now.
Strained his calf,
Calf.
allegedly.
Yeah, that's what the report is looking like right now. I think if that's, I've never had a strained calf. I am not a professional athlete, but I feel like if it's like if elimination game on your home floor for the NBA finals and you sit out because of a strained calf, like again, I don't know what that feels like, but the optics as a fan doesn't look good, especially when you've been mediocre at best in this series. It's really not a good look for your star player. So, yeah.
For sure.
Hoping he's obviously hoping like everything comes back okay. But yeah, if he sits out, if it's not serious, if the MRI reveals it's something serious, then yeah, and he like it's a tear or something and he can't play, whatever. But yeah, if it's just like if it's a strain and he did play, like it wasn't like he got hurt and sat the rest of the game. Like he got hurt, came back, sat for an extended period of time, but came back in the fourth quarter. So it's like he has shown he can play with this injury. I mean, obviously adrenaline factors into it, but like as long as it's nothing serious, you have to play in this game. If you don't, it's gonna look bad.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing's just a shame, just because Thunder Pacers, NBA Finals. What an odd duo that is. You know what I mean? Like, what an
It's
odd,
been
yeah, but
incredibly entertaining, unless you're Stephen A. Smith, but it's for two a lot of people say no one would watch this. I mean, it's been a great series, as it sucks because the Pacers might are probably gonna lose, I'll admit, but it has, as a fan, it has been entertaining.
yeah, Stephen A playing solitaire on his phone.
Yeah,
Good God.
but allegedly that was during a timeout.
it wasn't.
That's what he says, but
It
it
wasn't.
didn't look like it was during a timeout,
No,
I'll
they
say
had like
that.
the video I saw, it was like zoomed out at first and then it zoomed in on his phone. And when it was zoomed out, like you saw Thunder players like running down the court. So like getting back on defense. So it was definitely not during a timeout. And it just confirmed what everyone's kind of been thinking for a long time. Stephen A does not watch these games.
No, he doesn't
Jesus.
care.
He gets paid $20 million to sit on his phone and half pay attention when he's at the damn game in the fucking finals. Like, I'm just saying, like, if you look at it like in a vacuum, you're getting paid $20 million or whatever the fuck it is to do a very, very, very easy job. And you can't really like give a shit to like watch these games.
He
Like
can't even give
that's
half a shit. He can't even give his half
like
attention to the game.
if you had any other job where you're just on your phone during the most important part of your job, you would get fired.
NBA Finals, where it's for all the marbles.
Yeah, this isn't some throwaway weekend game in fucking like Cleveland. This is the fucking NBA Finals. And he's just on his playing solitaire. Like, and then just to lie about it, like, oh, it was a timeout. No, it wasn't.
This man has $20 million and is playing fucking solitaire. This man doesn't have like Apple Arcade to like play something cool at least. Like that's a big takeaway, I think.
It's
Like,
also
why aren't you playing like Tecmo Bowl or something? That game rocks.
that would be fun. If he was playing like a cool game, I feel like people would be like, well, it's a pretty cool game.
Yeah. You
Be
ever play Techno Ball?
like, yo, Stephen A's a dumbass, but it's a fun game.
It's, I don't think it's Techno Ball on the on arcade, but
They
it's
got
it's
a.
NFL or Retro Ball, sorry.
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
it's Retro
It's
Bowl,
the
yeah.
Retro Ball. Yeah, that
That
game's
game rocks, though.
that game does rock. It's pretty fun. Do we want to keep it in the NBA?
Yeah. Do you have more things
Okay.
to say?
Not about the finals, but Just
All right.
some more things about that happened in the NBA.
Keep saying things.
Well, Desmond Bane was traded to the Magic.
Yes. Yes, he was. That was a bit of a shock, but at the same time, kind of like it. Honestly, for the Grizz.
What did Memphis get like in return for? I know they got was it is it KCP and then some picks?
Yeah, they got KCP, Cole Anthony, and four unprotected first round picks.
Oh shit, I didn't know it was four. I thought it was like one or two. Okay, yeah, good
No.
trade. Good trade.
Yeah. Luka got one.
Yeah.
Let's just kind
Jesus.
of think about that for a second.
Is Luka getting paid?
He's got to be, I hope.
Oh, he's in a contract year.
Yeah.
Or
Okay.
I think next season is a contract year.
Because I know he's young as fuck and
Yeah, that was kind of like one of the things is like, well, the Mavericks don't think like they're not 100% sure if he'll sign a Supermax with Dallas. He would. So we're just going to go and trade him now for a bag of peanuts. That was like one of like the trying to rationalize it, the other than the NBA is rigged, which it is. But yeah, that I didn't know it was four first round, four protected first rounders, especially. That's
Unprotected.
unprotected. I meant unprotected.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
I
a
don't
great
know the
deal.
difference, but there is a difference apparently.
It's great. I mean, at first I was like, I mean, Jaw's hurt a lot, and when he's hurt, Bane usually steps up and like is like the guy. So I don't know about this, but yeah, four picks. That's pretty damn good.
I think
Yeah.
Memphis is going to be pretty bad
Yeah.
next year.
Yeah.
But they could be on the up. Next 3 4 years,
For sure.
to get a coach first.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, they need that. That's important.
Forgot about
Like
that. Damn.
I first glance, I mean just straight up like Desmond Bane for first for four first round picks. I'm like, that's a lot. Like Desmond Bane is a he's a great player. Listen, no disrespect, but I mean, these are Paul George numbers.
Yeah, you're right.
And Paul George, I mean,
Desmond Bane's no playoff P. That's for
yeah, because that's definitely that name just definitely makes sense. But like, I mean, like, it's the, I mean, this is the only thing I could compare the trade to four first round picks. I mean, like, shit, like this is. It's wild, but you know what? Great for the Grizz. You know, they're I guess my NBA team, I guess, just because they're in Tennessee, and I never really watched the NBA growing up. So, but yeah, I mean, that is when that broke, that was insane. Like I, Desmond Bane, he's a great player. Like. He's definitely like probably number two on that team, just like in terms of scoring.
yeah, definitely.
But like, I mean, when you're talking like a better all-around player, I mean, like, Jaren Jones Jr. Is that his name? Jaren Jackson Jr. Yeah, Jackson.
Jackson,
That yeah,
yeah.
that's what it. He, I think he's a better all-around player just because like he fucking rebounds so much. He's so big. But at the same time, like Desmond Bane scores a lot more than Jaren Jackson. But yeah, bro, like four first round picks. Like I honestly didn't think I would see that again, after the Paul George trade, just because like, I mean, I don't know what I don't know if I would describe that as a disaster.
It's
But.
the Magic are kind of in like a spot where they need like they're kind of like another piece away from being like from going from like a barely making it to the playoffs, get bounced first round kind of team to like kind of like a four, three or four seed. And I guess they're hoping and they don't have like, well, I guess they have a pretty big window. Most of their guys are young, but they're the Magic. They kind of just need to like, hey, we got something here. We need to like actually capitalize on this. So I guess that's kind of what they're doing. They're just going to overpay for someone they overpay over trade, I guess, for someone that they think could be the guy. But yeah, it's like one of those things. It's like it's not it'll never and it'll never be worth it unless they win a title, which they probably won't. But
Yeah.
it's like one like anytime you see a guy get like a shit ton of money or a huge trade, it's like that player is never going to be worth it in the long run unless like they strike gold with it. But they kind of they gave up what they had to get someone they need right now. And that's just kind of what it is.
Yeah. It's so weird, like it feels like teams rebuild really fast in the NBA just because, I mean, like you need five good players. Like, that's not a lot of players. That's not a lot of people. And, like, you get four extra first round picks. Like, I mean, like, and if you keep all of your first round picks for like those 4 years, it's like you have eight shots to get five, theoretically, five fantastic players. And it's like you already have your big, you already have Ja. So it's like they really have eight shots in the next 4 years to get three players that are that will work out. And so it's just wild. It's just wild to me that like that would even happen. I mean, like you talk about other, I mean, just blockbuster trades. I mean the Paul George is really like the only other trade I can really compare it to in modern times, but like it's like Wayne Gretzky wasn't even traded for four first round picks. Like he was traded for a lot of shit, but it was like two or three first round picks, a sack of money, just a straight up
Yeah,
sack.
that was just a cash transaction.
Yeah. And like, you know, the guy that protected him and like another guy, but like that was it. And like this was like the fucking this was the 80s, bro. Like everyone saw that trade and was like, holy shit. I mean, it's worth it because he's the greatest player of all time. But it's like you don't there's no other you can't really compare it to anything else. I don't know, bro. But I've probably rambled on about this for a really long time. We can move on to the next thing. If you don't have anything to add, Sean.
No, I just think it's wild
I
what you're
mean,
talking about.
if we want to stay in the NBA real quick, just speaking of another team that needs a coach, the Knicks just can't. They can't even get an interview right now.
They can't get an interview.
They've requested trade or interviews with five acting head coaches. I should have pulled the list up right now. And were denied on all of them. Not looking good.
Get Chalamet to do it.
Especially, yeah, especially when you just fired the coach that had the best season in 25 years.
Good God.
Yeah.
Stupid. Whatever.
Usually
Knicks are dumb.
when you do something like that, you do it because like, okay, we know the coach we're going to get. So it's like let's just go and make this move. Not if you're James Dolan. You're just like, well, we tried it with him. He didn't work. He didn't win me a championship. So let's ask five other guys. They can come interview. It's a shit show, man. It's honestly hilarious. And on the Knicks deserve it because this was just, or James Dolan deserved it. Knicks, whatever, but just an absolute shit show. It's hilarious.
Interesting. I didn't hear about that one. Yeah, me and Sean were at Bonnaroo last week, which
For a
got rained
little
out. Yeah,
bit.
for a little bit.
We were there for a little bit.
Yeah, so the past week has been kind of a whirlwind for, I don't want to speak for Sean, but for me, it's been just fucking go, go, go.
I mean, yeah, definitely.
So I haven't really been
I
able to really dive deep into the sports realm, but I've been doing my best with the time I have.
Yeah, I mean, I had to go to the bar today just to get caught up on the sports world.
You had to.
Just I had to.
You have to.
Yes, I actually had to.
Yeah. Like, I mean, what was he gonna do? Not go to the bar?
I had
They don't have,
to.
that's the only place with TVs and ESPN.
There's too many distractions at my home. I have to go someplace where I can focus, and that is the
Yeah, the bar. He has to go.
for
Yeah.
research.
For research. I did a lot of research. I came up with talking points today, which is something
Exactly.
we haven't done in a while, actually. We've just kind of been going off the dome recently,
Yeah.
but
I guess we should just go to the bar.
I guess we should.
I mean, if we have to, if you're
I
gonna
mean, it
twist my
sounds like we
arm.
have to.
Definitely.
Sounds like we need to. The listeners demand it.
If we do want to move on, I do have something else though. If we
We can
want to
move on.
stop. Yeah,
We can
okay.
move on from the bar.
Okay. Obviously, I think this was the biggest news to hit the sports media circuit yesterday. And that is Joey Chestnut is returning to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest this 4th of
Oh,
July.
greatness
He's
has
back.
arrived.
All is right in the world again.
He's back. We are on the brink of war, but Joey Chestnut is returning to the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
That's all you need.
So you
That's
know
all we
what?
need.
Life ain't so bad.
America's gonna be okay. He will eat us to victory this 4th of July.
Can he eat a tank?
Probably.
All right.
Like 10 minute square up, and this motherfucker. Did he say, I saw his tweet. I just saw he was back, and I was like, fuck yeah, let's go. Did he offer like any explanation of like, essentially, it sounds like, hey, Nathan's was like, hey, we fucked up big. Like, we got to get him back. Was there any like official explanation, or are they just like, yeah, he's back, whatever? I don't know.
I think it was his like it was some sponsorship deal that he
Yeah.
had with Impossible, like
Yeah.
the
Oh, I
vegan
know,
or
like
the
why he.
meatless, yeah.
Yeah, I know, like why he was initially banned, but like, why did they bring him back as well? It was it essentially like Nathan's been like, hey, we fucked up.
I didn't see anything
Okay.
specifically from Nathan's. I just saw that he was back.
Okay. I mean, that's all that
And
matters. I was just
yeah, that's
curious.
all that matters. But yeah, man, that was really dumb on their part.
I
It's like,
mean, you.
oh, you're gonna be vegan? Get the fuck out of here. Like
He wasn't even like. He's not even. Like, obviously, he's not vegan. He just
yeah.
is getting paid money by a vegan corporation. And they're like, fuck you, greatest American athlete of all time. We don't need you for our silly little sideshow. Oh, actually, we might.
Yeah, man, they definitely do need him. Otherwise, I mean,
Who gives a shit?
if he's not there, like we do have Badlands Chugs to drink 2 gallons of lemonade.
I was gonna say
That's cool, but that's not as impressive as a feat as eating 70 hot dogs.
I was gonna say, like, I'd much rather watch the lemonade chug contest other than the hot dog of Chestnut, isn't it? For Badlands Chugs.
Yeah, and his huge belches.
Big
Yo,
man, big
Badlands
burps.
Chugs is pretty sick.
He is.
Badlands Chugs is awesome.
Whatever happened to that guy on YouTube who used to like chug like fifths of vodka? What
Chew
was his
Nice?
name? Yeah. What
Wasn't
happened?
that
Is he
Steve Will
alive?
Do It?
No, that's I don't know. It was like a bald white guy.
No, that's
Yeah,
Chew
that's
Nice.
the oh, I thought that was Steve Will Do It.
No,
He
Steve Will
chugged
Do
a
It
whole
does it a lot.
bottle.
Oh, wait, this guy did it like on a weekly basis. It wasn't like a one-off thing.
Yeah, that was Chew Nice.
It was like back in the day, like in like early YouTube. Is that guy still alive?
I think so.
Let's
I don't
get
think
him
he's
out
doing
to the
much.
let's get him out to the lemonade chugging thing.
He's like, oh, this is a fifth of vodka. I'm gonna drink it all.
I mean, that's
Go, 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 go.
it's insane. Like, if you'd have told me that, I mean, I don't want to like be in poor taste here, but if you had told me that he was no longer with us, I'd be like, yeah, that checks
Yeah.
out.
What's his name, Will? Shoe Nice. Spell it like it sounds.
Shoe Nice alive.
Question mark. The Panthers went up 3-0. That was a rough one.
Oh, I remember this dude. This dude would eat like raw eggs and raw burger or like burgers with the wrapping paper still on them and stuff, right? I remember this guy.
Dude, he's
Wouldn't he
got
do that? Like he would
I
just eat the McDonald's burger, like just like on, he didn't
mean,
unwrap
that
it at
would there were
all.
a few guys, but him and okay, we need Shoe Nice, Badlands Chugs, and LA Beast all to have
Dude.
like a it was like a Chestnut Kobayashi style pay-per-view event.
Dude, LA Beast, dude.
Is
No one
he's
can.
alive,
Yeah,
right?
he's a father.
Okay. I've watched that man diarrhea like color pencils.
Dude, no one can fucking touch LA Beast. He's the greatest.
I think we need a triple threat, like early YouTube pay-per-view of some sort of content. I don't know what I assume you'd have to chug something, but I don't really even.
Do you ever see the video of him chugging the boot filled with milk
Yeah.
and Red Bull?
I regret bringing this guy up. I always get
Dude,
like nauseous thinking about this shit.
I'll never forget that first time I saw that video. He was like, oh, I just let it sit for like 10 minutes. And it created like a crust on top. And I ate it, and it tastes kind of like Fruity Pebbles.
Oh God.
Ugh. It
You
was
gotta stop,
wild.
man. I'm not doing good right now. You gotta stop.
Then he drank it all and threw up.
Yeah, he never really, I mean, he didn't really chug fast. He just did
No.
disgusting shit. So I guess he probably wouldn't win. But still, it'd be fun to see him back.
Dude, he put out a video like not too long ago of him chugging a, well, he didn't chug it. He drank a Coke from like 1890.
That's sick.
Yeah, he was not having a good time.
Aren't those like kind of worth like a decent amount of money?
Yeah, he spent
Like
like
as like a
three or four hundred
collectible.
bucks. Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather?
He does that. He
Yeah,
he'll
that's.
his first big video was like he drank the Crystal Pepsi, which they
Oh
don't make
yeah,
anymore.
I remember
And
that.
he was like, I spent $137 on this bottle of Crystal Pepsi. It's clear Pepsi, and it's so old that like there's like a yellow-ish film to the liquid in the bottle. And he was like, I'm gonna drink it. And then he drank it and threw up.
All right,
Classic.
so I did some digging on Shoe Nice. This man is now a Fortnite YouTuber. He has 210,000 subscribers, and his last video was posted 2 days ago and has 17 views.
What is it?
It's a Fortnite
Oh,
stream.
I wasn't sure
He's
if
a
he was.
Fortnite YouTuber now.
Sounds like he needs to go back to his roots.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but he also in 2013 set the Guinness Book of World Records for eating the most lit birthday candles in a minute and 12 seconds.
Damn. What a guy.
Which I'm assuming is like one, which
Was gonna say,
it doesn't
like,
say.
one, I want to know the record before that.
Yeah.
And if it was anything more than like six, did he stop at seven or did he go to like 40?
It doesn't even say how many he ate. It just says he ate the most in 1 minute and 12 seconds.
See, shit like that, when it's like the most that lit
Yeah.
birthday candles, whatever. Sometimes I'm like that. I feel like one would do it. Like, I don't think anyone's ever done that and like recorded it for Guinness.
Right.
I think
I also did find a video of him eating a shoe, which is pretty cool.
makes
I'm telling
sense.
you, we need this man back and back in his bag, and then
Get off the
all.
Fortnite and get in the kitchen. Damn. Give 210,000 subscribers, and you have 17 views on your last video. That was 2 days ago.
How far the mighty have fallen.
We get more views than that, and we have less subscribers.
Should we put that in our thing that gets more views than current shoe knives?
Yeah, maybe.
Not prime, not pr
It's
current.
kind of, yeah, that's kind of, I mean, that's kind of wild, to be honest.
That's funny. God
Um,
damn. I know
damn,
that.
that was just the first thing. Oh well. I forgot about this guy.
Not chugging like motor oil or anything.
No.
You can only do that for so long.
I think like I thought he might be dead, to be
Exactly.
honest.
Like, I hadn't heard anything in a long time. So if like, so if I said, "Hey, what's your nice up to?" and you said, "Yeah, he is no longer with us," I'm like, "You know
Yeah.
what? That sucks." Sounds.
R.I.P. to a real one.
Hey, yeah, I mean, the day it happens, yeah.
Mean, drinking that much vodka, chugging that much vodka. I kind of see why you're just a Fortnite YouTuber now. You probably
Can't
don't
be
have a lot of
healthy.
mental capacity to do anything else. I mean, to be honest, I feel for the guy a little bit. Eating shoes and hamburgers with the wrappers on them. The fuck are you doing, bro? What's
Jesus Christ.
diet? This stuff always gets Will, like, right in the
It
gut. It's so funny.
I got the Fortnite battle pass.
I don't want to say the rest of the words.
All right. Well, if you don't want to say the rest of the words, what are the next thing we're talking about?
Got a topic. It was something that.
Well, Chris,
What?
do you want to clue us in on the UFL real quick? Because you are the
No.
UFL. You don't know?
Brother, I have not watched a second of UFL this year. Did
All
something
right.
happen? I don't.
Well, yeah, they stopped doing it because a
Oh.
champion was crowned.
Oh, I thought you meant like the league folded. I was like, oh
Oh
shit,
no. The
I should at
season's
least know
over.
that. Yeah, I
The
saw they had
season's
their
over.
championship game. I don't know who was in it or who won, obviously, but
Yeah,
I saw they had
the
it.
DC Defenders
Good for them.
stomped the Michigan Panthers 58-34.
Jeez. Good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't. I don't know. Just was not inspired by the UFL this year. I don't know what it was. I think a
Probably
lot of
'cause it's
people feel
pointless.
that. Yeah, I think the league is not doing great right now. I don't have my thumb on the pulse like I have in the past, but from like tweets I've seen from people who actually cover it, it doesn't look great.
Yeah.
Especially for a league backed by like a billionaire, which I guess they all kind of are, but still.
Right. All right, what's your hot topic?
Well, it's a topic I think should be on the front or should be in the front of everyone's minds right now with the NHL and NBA finals both going on, big trades in both the NBA and MLB. ESPN did a great segment on this, and I think we should also discuss it. What is Dak Prescott's legacy right now?
Oh,
I think it's a really hot button issue we should discuss.
sure. With everything going on, in leagues and just in the world.
But none of that compares to the mediocre Dallas Cowboys starting quarterback.
Right.
So we have to
Dak.
discuss.
Well, I do want to say that at all times, Dak Prescott is right here. He's at the top. He's in the front of my mind. And
I mean, yeah.
he's knocking to get out, you know?
Starting quarterback of
Some.
America's team. Everybody, I mean, as Americans, like he's up there, he should be president.
Son of a Cowboys fan right over here. It's in your
Yeah.
blood.
Yeah.
Dak
I
Prescott
mean,
is in your blood.
he's inside you.
I don't like this bit anymore.
Yeah, I just
Got too
thought.
real.
Just thought, oh, that was too real. Okay.
Got too
But
real.
yeah, I just thought we should shed some light on ESPN's just groundbreaking coverage of all things sport by discussing Dak Prescott's legacy in June.
Not great.
No, incredibly mediocre, I would say.
Some are saying he's pretty mid.
I think, as the kids say, yeah, I think that's a perfect way to describe it. I think if his career just keeps going this way, I think, excuse me, 5 years from now, we'll look back like, oh yeah, Dak Prescott was a quarterback there for a long time. He didn't do anything. He is the Jason Garrett of quarterbacks for of Cowboys quarterbacks. Just there for a while, didn't do shit, but we were forced to watch him practically every Sunday. That's just my, that is Dak Prescott. If you want my 2 cents, that is Dak Prescott's legacy right now.
Yeah, pretty mid. Will, do you have anything to add?
I mean, all in all, eh. That's
Yeah.
it.
Okay.
Great college quarterback.
Sure.
He was phenomenal at Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Who's to say? Well,
When was this segment?
I
Do you remember when
watched
this
him with my
segment
two
was?
eyeballs. 2 days ago.
Okay. So interesting. So that was the day the 2026 Olympic men's hockey teams, the top six, were announced. Did they even cover that?
Correction. It was yesterday they discussed this, and I'm willing to bet most everything I own that First Take did not discuss that.
That's interesting.
They don't talk about for like the actual in it, like the NHL. So no, I doubt they discussed that.
I mean, I think that's more newsworthy than just what is Dak Prescott's legacy.
Oh, I would say
Yeah.
anything else going on in sport right now is more. The UFL championship is probably a more fun thing to talk about at this particular time than Dak Prescott's legacy. We're not, this isn't week 16 of the NFL season right now. It's June 17th.
Jesus.
Just, ESPN, I mean, with that and Stephen A just. Stephen A's not, I've liked him in the past. He's going through it right now, man.
Is he
Just with,
though? Is he what's he going through?
okay,
What perils is he going through?
him personally is not going through it. His, how he is perceived nowadays is not, it's bad. Like it went from, it's like, oh yeah, he's just kind of a loud mouth, but at least he's not Skip. At least he's not Max, like, but now he has, I guess, Perk now, but he's kind of like, oh, this guy's kind of always been a clown, and we're just now kind of starting to realize that what he's just blatantly calling out the starting point guard of a team in the NBA Finals and he doesn't watch the games. What are we like? He's just obviously like he doesn't give a shit. He's making millions and millions and millions of dollars. Like he shouldn't, honestly shouldn't give a shit about what people online are saying about him. But it's refreshing to see like people actually being like, hey, this guy kind of sucks.
I mean,
Yeah.
some people are late to the game, but I don't know. At least they saw the final score. Sports metaphor, I guess.
So the somebody posted a thing. It was like a screenshot of a tweet, It was like all of NBA Twitter. I'm about to skim a box score and argue with people on Twitter real quick. And then someone like quote tweeted the pic of the video of Stephen A watching or playing solitaire with that screenshot. I was like, God, sometimes NBA Twitter is the worst, but sometimes it gives you a gem. I kind of makes it all almost worth it.
I will say, I do agree. I do think NBA Twitter is kind of the worst, just because it's so dramatic. Like it's so dra it, the league is so dramatized almost. But their reactions to things and like their memes and everything else is miles above anything any other league does. So it almost, I think it almost balances it out. That's the way
Yeah,
I've been seeing it lately, at least.
when it hits,
Yeah,
especially now
it
with Sintel like just
hits.
almost batting 1,000, it's fantastic.
Yes.
But the people like just like the normal everyday NBA Twitter people who just don't like basketball but still watch it all the time, they suck. But yeah, but like what you said, when they hit, oh, it's fantastic.
Man, it can't be beat, honestly. But yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Did we really answer the question though about how does it
Oh,
affect de I don't really care. I'm just joking.
I did. I was just kind of just poking fun at ESPN for
No, I
that. I
know.
mean, I think we discussed like he's meh.
What an odd quarterback though. Like that's just so middle of the pack to like kind of call out there, you know what I mean? Like,
They could have said Aaron Rodgers. And at
yeah,
least that's it's like what you would still be like, okay, what the fuck are we doing right now? But at least that is somewhat relevant. But yeah, just to,
because he just signed with a new team and he skipped OTAs, genius.
But like, yeah, just to bring up Dak Prescott in the middle of the gym. I hope that was real. I hope I didn't get sentled, but I feel like I saw that tweet enough for it to be real.
Oh, I thought you actually watched it, but
Oh. Pff. Don't watch fucking First Take.
well, I don't know what you do.
I feel like people who watch First Take are psychos who have nothing else better to do.
I
Like,
mean, Chris, we used to watch First Take like every day.
yeah, I was gonna say when it
Yeah.
was on at work and I didn't have the remote in my hands. Yeah, we also watched, what was that, TNT Weird at Supernatural or something? We watched that a lot
That
just
was on the
because,
CW, first off.
oh, excuse me.
Yeah,
But just we watched that too, just because it was on and we didn't know where the remote
that's
was.
very true. It's very true.
Okay, well that's different. But
No, for
like people who like actually like, oh man, I wonder what fucking Stephen A is gonna say today. Like, get a fucking life. Like.
the only thing on ESPN that's like kind of worth watching is Scott Van Pelt.
I like Scott.
Penis man.
The penis man. But he is like honestly the only other than like actual sports, obviously. Now that Around the Horn's gone, PTI is still decent, but yeah, it's pretty much just Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I don't like any of those shows. I think they all fucking suck.
I like PTI.
Yeah. I mean,
Wilbon's not what he used to be. Tony's still good.
it's just you
It's
talk
good.
about the
Like,
same shit every fucking day.
oh yeah, like it's not groundbreaking, but it's like, and it could just be the nostalgia factor, but it's like, it's good. It's better than sports. Like SportsCenter sucks ass now, and Around the Horn's gone, but. Granted, Around the Horn wasn't really all that great lately. So, eh. Yeah, Scott Van Pelt, and it just comes on so late. It's like Scott Van Pelt's the only thing worth watching. But yeah, SVP, especially in like college football season with bad beats. Oh, best segment on television.
True. True, true. But I mean, all the real entertainment in like sports talk is through podcasts
Yeah.
or like other YouTube shows
Oh.
like Rich
Us.
Eisen or like or us,
Us.
obviously. Can't leave us out. But yeah, like pardon my take. Rich Eisen, I like the Rich Eisen show. It's
I
fun.
like, yeah.
Pat McAfee, but that's
Well, he's
ESPN.
ESPN now. And
But I
he,
mean, that's
like,
still entertaining. But I obviously didn't mention Pat McAfee because that isn't just the run of the mill, like
he
regular
is
ESPN show, you
very
know?
transparent, like, as opposed to like other people who kind of like pretend to be like, oh, yes, I watch all of these things that I'm giving my expert opinion on. McAfee is at least like pretty transparent and like, hey, I don't know a lot about this. So,
But he's
like,
here
that kind
for
of
it.
thing. Yes. And
Yeah.
he's much more entertaining than Stephen A or fucking
And
anybody,
that's why
you know,
he's
any
got
other.
that room of 30 guys. Because one of them's watched something like that, you know? Like one of them's keeping tabs on something. And then they give a rundown.
Yeah. Pat McAfee's too busy
Yeah.
to even enjoy his lone life. He
That
has
man.
to call Monday Night Raw.
That man grinding. Respect.
And
Is he still on?
WrestleMania.
Is he still on Raw? I saw Corey Graves called Raw this week. I didn't know if he was gonna be taking a hiatus or not.
I think he was just taking a break that week, maybe. I don't
Okay.
know. You know, he's he's obviously like a Pacers guy, so he's I don't know. He's kind of in
Huh.
the
Is he a Pacers guy or a Fever guy?
both.
He's a
He's
well, I mean, he's probably
I
both
also like
realistically, but
obviously like fucking like fuck the Colts player in him and obviously fan. But the fact that he's just like an Indianapolis guy is pretty cool. Just
yeah.
random small market. It's not just the Colts. Like it's all like Pacers, Fever. Like he's an indie guy, and that's
Yeah.
objectively it's kind of cool.
Name another indie guy.
Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
Larry Bird was born in Indiana.
Yeah.
I mean, everything except
Deadlift
I
shrimp.
mean, everything.
He was at
Michael
game
Jackson.
four. Deadlift was at game four, and I saw him. I was like, hey, it's
Yeah.
the guy from Parks and
It's that German guy.
that's.
But yeah, what else we got?
What?
Chris, can you break down the Devers trade for us?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
One of the Red Sox just did it again. It's the Mookie Betts trade all over again. They have, granted, Mookie Betts is a much better baseball player than Devers, but they have a franchise player who is not like just super thrilled, so they just ship him to the West Coast for nothing. They got like a pretty decent pitcher from the Giants in the trade. His ERA was not great, but he's young. He really only had like one bad start. That's why his ERA, he gave up like 7 runs in like 2 innings one time. That's why his inning or his ERA was not great. But immediately optioned him to AAA. Like he was like a pretty like I would say like a rotational like starter with the Giants, and they're like, nah, AAA. We don't even care. So it's dumb.
The whole trade is dumb.
Yeah, I mean, great for the Giants, obviously, but it's
Yeah.
just I saw someone on Instagram, I forget who the guy was, but he did like a thing. It was like him talking. He's like, oh, Red Sox front office is like, hey, remember when you traded a cornerstone piece to out to California for virtually nothing? That was terrible, wasn't it? Red Sox fan was like, yeah. He was like, him was like, okay, what if we did it again?
We'll
And
do it again.
it's pretty, I mean, and now, I mean, they kind of stink now. I mean, they weren't lighting it up. They're mediocre with Devers. And now it's like,
Didn't they
I mean, Jared.
sweep the Yankees and then
And then
like
he hit a
immediately
home
shipped
run.
him off?
He hit a
Yeah,
home run in that
immediately shipped
game.
him off.
3 hours later, traded.
Fucking way of the road, bubs.
Yeah, no, and I've seen. It's been pissing me off. People like Red Sox fans on Twitter being like, oh, who has it worse than the Boston Red Sox? Like, this is such a terrible franchise to root for. And people of like actually shitty teams chiming in. Someone was like, the Red Sox have more World Series wins in the last 25 years. The Pirates have winning seasons.
Jesus
Jesus.
Christ.
Yeah. Or 20 years. But yeah, it's still like, I saw it was a character. Karabas or Karabas, whatever his fucking name is, the Red Sox guy used to work at Barstool. He said something. He's like, the name a worse franchise to root for. And people are like, are you fucking kidding me right now? You've multiple championships in the last 10 years. Shut the fuck up. 15 years, I think. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really thing that really grinds my gears about any masshole, you know. It's like they'll play pity on you like it's the end of the world.
Yeah. And
Did the Panthers just score again, Will?
no,
Okay.
they just, the
I
Oilers just
saw a
missed him.
look.
A tremendous opportunity. And it
Okay.
just didn't work.
All right. Well, let us know. But yeah, like the whole Boston area in just Massachusetts, Connecticut, wherever you're from, and if you're a fan of any of those teams and your team is doing not that great, shut the fuck up. Shut up. You don't know how bad you have it.
my father's kind of like that. He always likes to pull the all my teams suck card. And granted, most of them do, except he's also an Alabama football fan. And I mean, it's just the greatest dynasty in college football history. And anytime he's like, and he'll say that in front of like me and the rest of my family who just, granted, the rest of my family just likes UT. I like losers across the board. So anytime it's like, oh my, none of my teams always was like, I just want to, I'm not going to say it because it's my father, but I just want to be shut the fuck up. Like, do you know how many times I've said I would trade like the Pacers, for example, to have a decade of dead last finishes for like one Super Bowl or one national championship?
Be
And
crazy
you
if
have a
the Pacers won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, I mean,
Sorry.
like, for like
I
a
got you.
Titans
I'm
Super, yeah,
joking. I'm
for
joking.
one title in any of my teams. And he's over here being like, oh, well, all my professional teams always suck. It's like, yeah, because your college one's the biggest dynasty we've ever seen. That's how
That
it
outweighs
works.
it. It's called balance, Mark.
Yeah. I
Shout out,
just,
Mark, though.
yeah, no, shout out Mark. He's,
Shout out.
I really want to get him a Twitter because he would, it'd be incredibly entertaining.
I could not recommend it enough.
One
Just
time,
don't
okay.
get him on that. Don't do
Story time about Mark real quick.
Okay.
This was years ago, and I don't remember like the topic, whatever, but Mark, this was before like social media. He was big on like, or before it was like huge. He was like on some like Yahoo message board or something. And for some reason, like the Yahoo email was under my mom's name. So he was just firing off like red hot, pretty dumb take, like irrational takes with my mom's like name on the thing. And he said something one time, and I'm paraphrasing because this was years ago, but I believe a response was, get off the crack pipe and get back in the kitchen.
Jesus.
And he was like, how could someone say something like that? I was like, you're firing up shit with mom's name on it. You're the ass.
Your name is Amy
Yeah.
Walker, 1, 2, 3.
That's oh, but I'll never, oh,
That's not your
I
mom's name, is it?
no, that's my sister's name.
That's what I thought. Sorry.
Shout out my whole family.
Wait, what's your
But
mom's name?
Laura.
Laura.
But yeah,
Shout out, Laura. Get off the crack pipe, Laura.
that just like kind of unlocked out
Get back in the kitchen.
I haven't thought about that in years, and that just randomly popped into my head. It probably happened at the computer I'm sitting 5 feet away from right now.
I wouldn't
God,
go
I need
on
to
my
ask.
computer.
I need to ask him about that. That's oh.
He's still firing off those Yahoo message boards
Well, I'm
just for
just about
fun.
that in general, but
Yeah.
that too. He texts me all the time, like, oh, the Pacers need to trade Halliburton, the Reds. Like he t earlier today, like during the Reds game.
I feel like
This
all
is just
dads do
all
that.
dads. Yeah, I'm not trying to
Yeah.
make him sound like he's the only one. All dads do this, but I'm just sharing my experiences. Earlier today, Reds are on. I believe they're. Yeah, they just won. So go Reds. But he texted me. He said the Reds just need to play all their games on the road because they suck at home. It was 1-0 in the third inning, and I looked it up. The Reds have a better home record than they do on the road. I was just like, what do I, like, I know he's a dad, and that's just what they do, but it was just like, come on, man.
Come on, dude.
They just
Dude,
see
yeah.
something and they feel like they know something and they just need to say something about it.
Yeah. And it reminds me of kind of like, well, we've had this discussion about like the Preds, like Facebook being like, the Preds just need to go get Sidney Crosby. Just go.
Yeah. Just
He's kind
go
of like
get
that. It's like, just why can't they just go
Just go
get
get
like
him.
Giannis, go get like Durant, go get all these, like, because that's not the way it works.
That's impossible.
Yeah, it's just it's late within the last like couple months, especially since the start of baseball season and the Pacers run, the texts I've been getting are just kind of like, what? So that's the peek behind the curtain and what it's like to text with my
Yeah.
father about sports.
Well, no, I totally get that too. All dads are pretty negative about everything. Even
Until
if
he
your
just,
team's doing well, they're
yeah.
pretty negative about it.
He's like, the way he talks about the Pacers sometimes, you think they're just like in the depths of hell. They have a chance to win a championship. Like, in the way he talks about them, I'm granted it's when they're losing, so he's just firing off like emotional texts. But it's like, sometimes, like, before he hits send, take a step back and be like, hey,
I feel like we were taught that in like early high school, like, hey, the things you put on the internet are there forever. And like they just didn't get that.
well, this isn't this is just text message aside from the whatever he said under with my mom's name years ago. But yeah, it's I kind of do want to get him a Twitter just to see. I think he would do great on NBA Twitter. He's great at just irrational, emotional takes.
That dude get lit up.
Would be hilarious.
Yeah, it would be hilarious. Man. Oh, dads. Oh, dads.
That's our Father's Day segment.
Oh yeah, I guess it could be. Shout out to all the dads, for
I
real.
mean, I'll be like that. I'm probably going to be like that within the next 5 to 10
I
years.
mean, realistically, I'm like that now.
Yeah,
I just don't tweet it out. I just
I say,
talk to people
yeah,
about it.
I
Like I
say that
just,
like
yeah.
I'm in on my high horse. I'm like, I'm very close to being like
Yeah.
that.
I'm very much
So
like that now. I just don't,
I don't.
I usually have somebody to like watch the game with. So I'm just like airing out my
Yeah.
frustrations out loud instead of on the internet. You
Yeah.
know, 'cause thoughts can be forgotten. The internet cannot be.
Yeah, I think my dad just kind of like bottles all of his takes up until he explodes when like I bring something up. And I'm just like like I'm talking to
You're
him, I'm like, "Hey, how's baseball?" And then he'll just go. He just like won't stop talking, and then he'll be like, "You see, son, pitchers these days, they throw the ball. They don't know how to pitch. They know how to throw. They don't know how to pitch." And I'm like,
I mean,
that's what I've been saying. You know, that's I've been saying that for years.
that
You
like
know,
half of it though? Isn't that like half of pitching?
I get what he's
Don't.
saying.
We're not talking about this.
All right. Okay. I was trying to be funny, but
You
okay.
could talk to my dad about this if you want. I'll give you his number and you can call him, but
We,
I mean, I'll do
me and
that.
Sean both have irrational dads. We don't need another one.
My dad
Let's get Ed on the pod.
We
He
should get
bottles
all of
things
our,
up.
we should put all of our dads in a group text.
We
That
talked about doing like an all dad pod one time, and
would be 3 hours long.
it would be a disaster, but
Would be, for us, would be hilarious. For
yeah.
anybody else, it would be like suicidal.
Yeah.
It would just be the worst. And I get it, but it would be hilarious. Just,
And
I
both of
do
your
think.
dads are Skins fans? Are they
Yeah.
Manders fans?
Yeah, they are.
Or
Not, I mean, my dad's kind of a free agent, but he likes to pay attention to the Commanders, I guess.
I
But
think
he doesn't really
my
follow the NFL.
I said Skins, so like is he a, like
Yeah.
he was a Skins fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
I think my dad is a now the now Manders. He's a fan of them the way I'm a fan of the Pacers. Like he'll keep up with them, but he doesn't. Granted, you can't really watch them. Well, now you can more because they're kind of good, but for years before, it's like you can't watch them. You can really only like follow unless you have Sunday ticket, which why don't you pay that to watch the Commanders? And
Well,
you
I
can really
mean,
only like watch box scores.
you could
So,
probably, it might be worth it this year, to be
oh, this,
honest.
yeah, now, but I'm
Yeah.
talking like
Oh, I got you. Okay.
during the football team days and like stuff like that. It's
Okay.
like, but
Yeah, that's stupid.
he'll like keep an eye on them, but it's not like he'll text me when they suck and then when they go to the NFC Championship, crickets.
Think there's just like, if there's our three dads, there's just so much differences between each of them. Like, my dad fucking hates the Cowboys. And so he wouldn't really get along. I mean, me and Sean's dad have actually met, and they were, they're okay,
They
you
talk
know?
ball.
Not really.
No,
Mainly about music.
they talk Kiss.
Yeah. But like,
Y'all should have stirred the pot.
No, I wasn't
Nah.
there. My dad ran into Will's family on the way, and then
Ran in. So
it
your
looked.
dad snuck up behind me
Yeah.
in public, put his hands over my eyes, and we're like about to walk over the bridge, from Nissan all the way to Bridgestone to watch Kiss. He's like, "Hey, guess who it is?" And I'm like, there should be no one else around me, actually,
Turn about to like swing.
except for my parents. And so I'm like, who is it? And it's like, oh, it's Rick. It's Rick Dixon.
That's
Hey,
hilarious.
these are my parents.
And then he was like, your dad said something about how he liked Kiss without the makeup. And then my dad was just like, oh, they fucking suck. Like, like he was just
Yeah.
so blunt about it. Like,
Yeah, well, I was telling him that like my dad, like his first intro to Kiss was Kiss in the 90s, which was Kiss Without the Makeup, which had some great fucking songs. Not gonna front. I told Rick that, and Rick was like, "That Kiss sucks." And I'm like, "Well, nobody likes that Kiss more than the 70s makeup Kiss. Like, nobody
right.
likes that more." So it's like, yeah, I mean, when you compare it, but come on, use your brain.
Yeah.
Oh, the Oilers, the
Yeah, I just saw 4-0.
Well,
It's
all
over. Stick a
right.
fork in them.
Congratulations to the Florida Panthers. I lost 5 units on the Oilers.
It's not even
Cool.
about the units that I lost. It's about
It's about the friends we made along the way.
the time. It's about the time that I and the mental fortitude I put into this bet. Like, Like, I put it in at the beginning of the season, and like, I'm like, this may or may not happen. I'm not gonna care about this for a few months. But then, like, you know, it's March, it's April. It's like they're in the playoff picture. Like, here we are. We're here. I'm paying attention. And like, it just they it's like one of our teams. Like, they just find a way to give you the hope, and then they crush it. Then they just, because it's the hope that kills you. It's
My
the
hope
hope
is,
that,
hope is the worst. My hope is to have no hope.
like,
Shout out
God
George
damn,
Costanza.
dude.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's kind of the worst part about gambling. I mean, I won't say the worst, but it's, to me, it's probably like
The
the,
worst part is losing money.
no, I would say, but I was, unless you're like, if you have like a huge bet, yeah, that's the worst. But if it's just like a normal unit, especially like in football season, you're like, I've put like days into like thinking about and like researching this bet, and then it was just nowhere fucking close. That's kind of, and then you just lose money on top of it. It's just a nice little kick in the balls. It's just like, man, this sucks.
Why do we keep doing this?
'Cause when you hit, oh, feels good.
Feels like your cock is made of concrete.
Shout out Stu Finer.
That wasn't a Stu Finer reference. That was
Was it?
a no, that was a reference to the other guys when they're in the anger management
Oh,
class.
yeah. I
And then they're
thought.
like, what does it feel like to shoot a man? And he goes, feels like my cock is made of
No,
concrete.
he said, I feel like, felt like a Viagra pill with a face.
That's
This,
what
like,
Stu said.
I thought it was reversed.
No.
Are you?
I remember this explicitly.
Sounds like Graham's gonna watch the
I mean, I guess we have
other
to.
guys. I could,
Any more
either way, it makes your penis feel
Yeah. It's electric.
Yeah.
Any more quick takes before I end this one?
We did this in the past, but we'll do it real quick. It is National Mascots Day. I hate this day. Favorite mascots?
Sean's afraid.
I'm afraid. Chris, is your Smokey?
I
Gotta
mean,
be Smokey.
Smokey, yes. I'm trying to think of other just. I'm only
Smokey
thinking of
Bear
like
or Smokey
no,
Dog?
the
Smokey the
dog.
dog. Well, you know, from the Tennessee Smokies, the
Talking about,
minor league ball
I thought you
club.
were talking about like the anti-forest fire.
No. No, like from the Tennessee Smokey, the minor
No,
league
I
team.
meant Smokey the dog, the live dog, best mascot in college football. I'm only thinking of like terrifying ones off the top of my head. The Kansas State mascot, football mascot especially, is nightmare fuel. Purdue's is pretty scary too.
I'm just gonna say Purdue's. I was
Yeah.
literally like on.
It's just life. Like Kansas
Yeah.
State is like, it's just normal human body, football pads, Wildcat head. It's like, what the fuck am I looking at? But the Purdue one, it's like, there is no soul. It is, that thing is dead. It is a demon. And
Yes.
Purdue University is from hell. So that fits. Stanford's mascot is
Shout out
hilarious
Pierce.
and also kind of scary. Shout out T-Rack, I think is probably one of the most creative in the NFL. But yeah, those
Well, you got one
my
real
unbiased
quick?
opinions.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneer, because he gets a gun and a sword.
All right.
That's
I
pretty
cannot argue
badass.
with that logic.
Don't
He's
hate
got a
that.
sick mustache.
He's a pirate. It's
He's
pretty
probably
cool
drunk all
artwork.
the time. What more could you want? All right, I'm gonna end it.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Really appreciate it. Follow us on everything. Link is in the bio. Follow us on Twitter for the daily picks. Chris is always sending those out, those daily picks. Check out the Trend Center app. Use code TFTM at checkout for 15% off a premium membership. The greatest sports betting tool on the planet. Yeah, we'll see you next time. There's three of us. Now let's make the money.
Woo!
All right.
Crush that.